Hey, John, is it fair to say it's time to move on to Plan B? And what does Plan B look like?
Well, there is no Plan B. Plan A is still the same. That's to win a world championship. So therefore, we're going to continue to do that. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the next, whoever it is, the next head coach to come in here and have an opportunity to win and win quickly and compete for a world championship. We'll continue to add to this team, continue to try to get better as a football team. And so looking forward to the opportunity. I mean, I think it's there. You know, we're obviously disappointed. As I sat down here last year in front of you and told the fans how we're just as disappointed this year as we were last year, and the fact that we didn't play better later in the year. I think, you know, if there's one thing that you'd like to have and you want to feel is at least in the last game you want to feel like you go out kicking and screaming, and you know that you're right there. And I think 2 years in a row it didn't feel like we went out kicking and screaming because of the fact that the way we played the last game. And so therefore, hopefully we can get that turned around. That's going to be our goal. We've got a bunch of people upstairs on the personnel side that are looking forward to working their tails off, and we're going to have a tremendous draft. We're going to get busy on free agency and continue to try to sift through all the players that are out there in free agency, hopefully be able to add some people there to make us a better football team. So looking forward, it's exciting. And there's a lot of exciting candidates out there that are going to give us an opportunity to make us a better football team.
John, there's competitive market for head coaches. What is your preferred time frame in getting that assembled, and how in any way does that relate to Peyton Manning's time frame regarding how he feels about a return?
Well, I mean, Peyton's going to be involved. I mean, I'm going to talk to Peyton as we go through the process. But there is no timetable. I mean, I think that we want to continue. We want to be thorough with it. And, you know, as I said, there's a lot of good candidates, and so we want to be thorough with it. And so there is no timeline to it. We want to find the best guy that's going to fit that seat upstairs in the head coach's office the best.
John, I know you said you were going to give Peyton time to process everything and all that, but isn't there a time element as it relates to salary cap ramifications and when he's on the roster or not on the roster that has to at least give some sort of deadline?
Yeah. I mean, I think there is, you know, start of the new year, league year with his contract, there are some stipulations in there that we will have to be aware of. So, we will talk to – I have discussions with Peyton before we get there. So,
John, do you know, irregardless of how Peyton feels, you know, in terms of health, from a football perspective, do you think he has another season at least left in him? Where do you stand on where he's at in terms of football?
Well, I think he does. You know, I think that we've seen what he did this year. Obviously, you know, 10 games into the year, we had a little shift as far as what we did offensively and tried to create more balance. And so, therefore, it was something new for him because he hadn't had that type of balance before. And so, therefore, it was a bit of an adjustment for him. And I think that, you know, he did a heck of a job adjusting. You know, everyone started tying it to the numbers. But if you think about Peyton Manning and you think about the numbers that he's put up for his whole career and then the numbers he put up in the last six games when I think we won four or five of them, you know, in that stretch, that, you know, they just weren't quite the numbers. But Peyton was still making the right decisions and still playing as well as ever played. So,
John, you said you were disappointed. You wanted to see him go out kicking and screaming. How angry does a game like Sunday make you as a former competitor? And then also, does that weigh into your decision on what you do Monday, or do you have to separate the emotion from the football decisions?
Well, I mean, you always want to take the emotions out of the football decisions, number one. And so I think that's why we took some time and met later in the day rather in the morning. And I think that, you know, as far as Sunday's game, I think it was more disappointing. You know, and I really say this, and I talked to several players yesterday and when they were checking out. And what I told them, I said, you know, my job, I've sat in your chair before, and I've played before. And I said, you know, the way that I look at it and the way having sat in your chair and the position in the chair I'm in now, my job is to give you the best opportunity to win a world championship. And that's what I want to do. And so to give these players that chance, and as many times, the couple times that I've talked to the team, I've emphasized, you know, the work that they have to put in to be world champions. It's all worth it. And so that's where I look at my job. Number one is, is Pat and Joe Ellis is answering to them, and number two is giving these players and coaches the best opportunity to be successful, because to be able to be successful in this league, as hard as it is, and be able to compete for world championships, it's hard. And to be able to accomplish that is something that lasts for a lifetime. And so I look at my job, and that's why I get excited about my job, because now is the time that obviously it's a disappointing end. But I get excited about my job now because now I know we got a chance to figure out a way to get better and, you know, go into next year with the attitude that we're going to be back competing again, and hopefully we can win another West and set our goals the same as they were this year. But that's the way I look at it. And so I'm disappointed. I get disappointed for the players because I know how hard they work and how much time they put into what they do, and to be able to have it end the way it ends. And no matter what, the excitement of getting in the playoffs is exciting, but the losses when you're in the playoffs are just as low as the highs are when you get into the playoffs. And so therefore, you know, I felt bad for the players. And so, but as disappointing and bad I felt for the players and the coaches, that excited to be able to start the next term as far as what we're going to do on the football side with the next head coach and the new excitement that's going to be created with that guy.
John, do you think in order to persuade Peyton to come back again that he'll have to see who you're going to hire as a coach and then maybe also what you're going to do, say, with the offensive line? And conversely, do you think your coaching candidates will want to know which way Peyton's leaning?
Well, I think that it's too early for us to talk about Peyton, whether Peyton's going to come back or not, especially for Peyton to talk about it, you know. So, I mean, until Peyton figures that out, I mean, there's no sense of us really talking about it. I think there's no question the candidates are going to want to know where Peyton is. And so at that point in time, I'm going to say the same thing that I'm telling you all right now. You know, we don't know exactly what he's going to do. And so we'll just have to wait and see, and we'll go from there.
How about the offensive line? Do you need to do that?
Well, I mean, having been a quarterback, he knows that I'm always going to try to take care of him in that offensive line. And so I think that, we always want to protect the quarterback. And I think that, change of scenery for those guys might help them also. And then we'll do what we can do this offseason to try to help it also.
John, there's a lot of information out there and perhaps misinformation about what Peyton's injury is. Can you describe what it was, and realistically, after talking to him, how much it affected that playoff game?
You know, I didn't talk to him after the game. I just said tough. I didn't ask about him physically after the game. So, I for me to say where he was, I don't know. I did ask him because there were reports before the game that he had two torn quads. So, I didn't ask him. I said, you got two torn quads? He goes, no, I don't have two torn quads. But he did have a strain in the one quad. But he said, it felt fine. So whether he re-injured it during the game or not, I don't know.
I mean, is it fair to say, or can you say, how much of his performance was affected by this injury as opposed to just other aspects?
And I didn't get into that with Peyton yesterday either. So I don't know how much, if it did affect him, and how much it did affect him. You know, I think that obviously that was kind of water under the bridge, and so we didn't talk about that.
John, I know when you talked about plan A versus plan B a couple of years ago, I mean, that was very clear to win a Super Bowl with Peyton. But for the long term, what is the status of your quarterback position with Brock, Zach Dysart? Kind of the long term, looking past Peyton, whether that's 2015 or 2016 and beyond.
Well, I mean, I think we're excited about both those guys, both those players, Zach and Brock. I mean, they've worked their tail off and done a heck of a job. And so they've made the progress, especially, you know, Brock's made that progress that he would make. You know, it's just a matter of what's difficult is because he hasn't got a lot of playing time. And so, when that time comes, we'll see where he is. And the training that he's gotten up to this point is second to none. Adam and Greg Knapp have done a tremendous job, training Brock and Zach. So, we'll see where that is when we get there.
John, is Adam Gase a candidate for your job or Jack Del Rio? And the second part of that is, what have you told the assistant coaches?
Yeah, they are candidates. And as far as the coaches, I know there was some misinformation out there. The coaches have not been released. They're still under contract with the Broncos. I did give them... you know, the ability to talk to different people, but they have not all been released. They are still under contract with the Broncos.
I think I've heard you talk enough that coaches coach, but players win and lose. So when you talk about going out kicking and screaming, obviously a coach gets fired, but what responsibility do the players have in that? And with 17 potential free agents, do you feel like you have the right mix in that locker room?
Well, you know, everybody has to take responsibility. There's no question. I mean, but the bottom line is, you know, it does fall on the players. I mean, the players are the ones that are out there playing. And you know, I always felt that responsibility as a player, that it's up to us to, you know, for the coaches to put us in the best situation and then for us to go out there and execute it and play and play well. And, you know, especially when you get to playoffs, you can't have a bad day. You got to play well, and so there's, you know, responsibility with the players. There's responsibilities with everybody, and as well as the coaches. So, you know, it's you know, again, I go back to the same thing. Disappointing that we didn't have more fire. You know, and I don't know why we didn't have more fire. You know, it's hard to explain. You know, it's always difficult coming off buys. How do you handle buys? And you know, so I don't have that answer. Well, we're going to – you talking about with the players? Yeah, I mean, we're going to – we haven't dug into that now. We'll go over the staff with the staff tomorrow. We'll go over the player evaluations with the whole staff tomorrow, and we'll start digging in into free agency and go through those evaluations as far as on the player's side.
Yeah, John, the loss on Sunday, do you think, you know, part of the explanation was that you might have had your three top coaches had one foot in, one foot out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think – you know, that's part of this league. Anytime you're successful, your coaches are going to – the people are going to want to interview your coaches. And so I think that, you know, by no means did I think that Adam Gase or Jack Del Rio were mined for somewhere else. I think that, you know, obviously it's a great opportunity for them and the opportunities that they've gotten for themselves to be interviewed and have be candidates to be other head coaches they've earned. And so, you know, that's just part of this league. And so I don't think that affected them. You know, they're professional, and they've done a hell of a job the whole year.
Last one, D-back. John, just to be clear, so Jack Del Rio and Adam Gase will both interview for the head coach?
They are both candidates. I'm not talking about interviewing any – you know, we're going about candidates, and whether they get interviewed or not, I'm not going to get into that right now.
Do you think – and how important it is to have been part of a championship or to have won a championship to understand what it takes to win a championship?
Well, I can only speak for myself, and I do think it, because I think there is a huge jump from being in the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. And I was fortunate to be able to see the difference in how that worked and how good you had to be as a football team and how well you had to be playing at that time to be world champion. Because the team that you're going to play is going to be a great, great football team, no matter what, when you get to that Super Bowl. So I've always said it, you know, to win in the division here, to win the conference here, to get to the Super Bowl is here, and then to win a Super Bowl is here. And I believe that because I've been there and I've seen the difference. And so I do believe that there is a huge jump from just getting there and having the ability to win it. Can I put my finger on it? No, but I was around it and I saw it. So whether I know it consciously or subconsciously, I know what it feels like and I know what it takes, especially with players and a coaching staff to be able to do that. And so, you know, and that's something that I can only speak for myself because of the opportunities that I was provided by the Broncos and what I've learned then and what I'm applying now.